Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can find whatever you may need. If you got the money, honey, we got your disease in the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. Watch it bring you to your knees. I wanna watch you bleed.
All right, folks, we're here for the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Hopefully no bleeding today. Hopefully we can, if we do have any blood, we can have a Band-Aid for you. It's the Mortgage Band-Aid to help you stop the financial bleeding. I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. Want to share with you today all the things you want to know about when it comes to buying, refinancing, get a home equity loan. This is what we're here for. You can text your questions today. We've been doing this for about, well, probably 10 years now on the fan. And what we want to do is we want to help you make that decision in your mortgage, so you can save some money here in Texas, where all mortgage things still happen while the rest of the country is, who knows what they're going through. But, you know, mortgage rates have hit an all-time high for this century. That is, since the start of the century, we're seeing a high of about 7.5%, somewhere in there for your mortgage rates. They hit the high this week. They came back down yesterday a little bit. But you know what? They're still in that ballpark where they've been for most of the year. Somewhere around 7 to 7.5% for a lot of different loans out there. Obviously, there's some that are a little bit lower than that. There are definitely loans that are a little bit higher than that. We want to talk about you getting cash out of your home. There are things to prepare for, some of them being the holidays coming up, some of them your taxes that are coming up, college that's already here for your children. Your home has equity in Texas. Many of you have a lot of equity, and I want to share with you how to get a home if you're trying to buy one, how to get cash out of your home if you're trying to refinance your house or get a home equity line of credit. You can text here at 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. That's the text line. So many questions going on right now. Can I afford a home? You know, let's put this in perspective. Mortgage rates being at 7.5%. I'm just throwing that number out. Give or take on everybody. Everyone has a different rate. Some of you say, well, I just got quoted 7% somewhere. Well, you might have a 15-year loan. You might have 40% equity. Some people might have an 8% rate. They might have 5% equity, a credit score of 620, and they're trying to get their closing costs paid for, you know, out of a contract. So there's different scenarios for everyone. And so you need to find out what you qualify for. But putting things in perspective, a 7.5% rate historically is not that bad. As a matter of fact, the nice thing about having a rate like that, that means if you are putting money into a bank, hopefully you have a bank that's paying some interest on your savings account. When we have zero interest rates, you're not getting any money from your savings in your bank account. The question is, do you own a home? Are you paying 7.5% on a home? If not, you might be making some money in your bank. The things are going on out there that are affecting these mortgage rates, including gas prices, Gas prices are starting to go on the rise again. Hopefully they can stay in check. What's this going to mean for your food costs and other things? So many things up in the air right now. If you are uncertain of what's coming and you have equity in your home and you want to get some credit card bills paid down, the interest rates in those credit cards might be 20, 25%. If you can get the interest rate at a fraction of that, you can lower your debt payments potentially if you can get those rates lowered. So let's say you have $20,000 of credit card debt or $30,000 or $40,000 of credit card debt, and you can put that debt and move it from 20% down to rates that are, like we said, a fraction of that, you might be able to save thousands of dollars per month in interest payments, putting that money in your bank account, making sure you're using that money to pay down the principal rather than just pay interest to the bank. And when rates hopefully someday go down again, hopefully someday they do, who knows if they ever will in our lifetime, but if the rates ever do go down again, then you might be able to refinance that to an even lower rate down the road. Some of you are already in that situation. You want to get your loans refinanced? The number here, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. Start texting now. So here's what you want to send me. If you're trying to buy a home, if you're trying to think about buying homes right now or anytime in the next year and a half, text me your current income. Say, this is how much money I currently make per year, your current credit score, and your anticipated down payment. If you give me that idea, then I can give you an idea of what range of home you might be able to fall into, give you some particulars about what you should be thinking about in terms of documentation and things. And so I'm just going to give you some good philosophical ideas of what's coming up. So this show is about low anxiety ideas that you can be thinking about now and down the road when it comes to getting a mortgage. And that number again, 972-387-4600. If you're trying to get cash out of your home, send me the following information. Send me what your home value, what you think your home value is, what you currently owe on your home, your current credit score, and your current interest rate. If you can send me your current score and your current rate and what you owe on your home and what it's worth, I can give you an idea of whether you should maybe thinking about a cash out refinance or maybe a line of credit is better for you. But we're not going to have all your particulars. I'm just going to give you some ideas so that you can say, you know what, I'm going to look into this. That's the beauty of this show, is it's a stress-free environment for you to get some questions out there in the morning while you're drinking a cup of coffee or your mimosa down on McKinney Avenue down here in Dallas, or maybe you're out there driving around in Fort Worth right now and you want to get your questions in, make sure you text at 972-387-4600. All right. So we were talking a minute ago about saving money on credit cards. Here's my background. When I started TexasLending.com 20-some years ago, I had $75,000 in personal credit card debt. How did I have $75,000 in personal credit card debt? Well, I was working for another company, and I had started doing radio shows, and I had started doing advertising, and I was working for another mortgage company, and I had worked for two different mortgage companies, and both of those mortgage companies that I was working for, I was just working for them, doing business as TexasLending.com under their corporation, and both of those companies went out of business. And when they went out of business, they didn't pay anybody their income. They didn't pay anybody their commissions or whatever we were doing in the mortgage business. So suddenly I had all these bills for advertising. I didn't have any money coming in, so I had to start TexasLending.com. That was about $3,000 a month back then. Now you're probably paying nearly $4,000 a month on those credit card bills for $75,000. So think about that, $75,000 credit card paying $4,000 a month. I mean, you can virtually have a $500,000 mortgage and have $4,000 a month. So those credit card bills, those payments can really weigh down on your financial situation. I know, I was there for a long time. I started the company. I said to my future wife, and my current wife at the time, current wife now, future wife at the time, I said, you know, let's start the company. If we make it, if we make it, great. If I don't, I might have to file personal bankruptcy. I said, if you love me, will you still love me if I have to file personal bankruptcy? And my wife said, honey, I will always love you. I will miss you, but I will still love you. But unfortunately, it worked out with TexasLending.com. So here we are today on the show. We want to help you with your home loan decisions. Get your question in right now, 972-387-4600. All right. Question number one, is there any way lenders will let you go above 30% or 40% of your monthly income? What is the highest? This is a great question. Is there any way lenders will let you go above 30% to 40% of your monthly income? So rule of thumb, all of you driving around thinking about mortgages, because I know that when you're not watching sports or, you know, tuning in to hear all sports, you're thinking about a mortgage. That's what we all do all the time. But the rule of thumb is if you make, let's say, 10 grand a month in your household, maybe that, so let's just say your whole income of everyone that's going to be applying for mortgages is 10 grand a month. Rule of thumb says you might be able to qualify for a $3,300 mortgage payment. So 10 grand a month versus $3,300 a month, that's 33% of your monthly income. That is a rule of thumb, but that doesn't mean that's all you can be approved for. Some of you making 10 grand a month may qualify for a $4,000 a month mortgage or 40% of your income. We got to look at everything. And so when we say we are going to look at everything, here's how it goes when you apply for a mortgage. You talk to your loan officer. They start taking information from you. That information is going into a computer algorithm. And that computer algorithm, I would say 95% of those computer algorithms are going through Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. They provide these computer portals for mortgage companies to put your information in, and those computer portals will kick out an approval or a denial or a referral. They'll either say you're denied, you're approved, or we're referring this back to a human to make a decision. And so when we're putting information in there, that algorithm is applying risk or assessing risk based on the information that you put in. What is the risk that they're looking at? Well, they're going to look at, sure, your credit score. That's one of the things that they're going to look at. But a credit score is only a snapshot in time. A 700 credit score could be someone that's missing all their payments now and they're ready to go 90 days behind on everything. Or a 700 credit score could be someone that a year and a half ago had bad credit and now they get everything paid on time again. They still have some things in their history, but their credit's getting good again. Or the other person's just getting... So what is a 700 score? Does it mean the person that's going behind or the person that's catching up now? We don't know. So a credit score is only a snapshot in time. We just know which way that we don't know which way the train is going. Is it going north or south? Okay. So we have your credit score. We have your income. What is the equity position that you're going to have in the house? Are you putting 40% down or 3% down or nothing down? There's different risk assessments. So someone who's putting a lot of money down with great credit, and maybe they only have, they have very little monthly debt. They pay their credit cards every month, so they have no current monthly payments on their credit cards. They pay them off every month, but they have good credit. And they're putting a lot of money down the house. That's a low-risk situation. And the computer may approve you for 40% of your monthly income. Now, there's the other person who's maxed out their credit cards. They have a 620 credit score. They're putting the minimum amount down. There's a lot of risk there. There's a potential that they could get behind their credit cards anytime. The computer algorithm is going to say this is a high-risk situation, and we're going to limit this to 33% of your monthly income. On the house, that's the house payment, and that house payment includes your principal, your interest, your taxes, your homeowner's insurance. There's other things that will be assessed into your debt-to-income ratio, maybe a car payment, credit cards, student loans, things like this. Some of you have child support. These will all be looked into on your debt-to-income ratio, but there's a low ratio and a high ratio. Let me make that real simple. The low ratio is your house, 30% of your monthly income, 33% of your monthly income. The high ratio includes all the other payments. So it might be 45% or 43% of all your other payments included with your house payment. When it comes to buying a home, though, there are lenders that will approve you for 30 to 40% of your monthly income. So there is potential there. So get your questions in now, 972-387-4600. I'm Kevin Miller here for the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. And we have another question just came in. this person makes $85,000 a year. So for everyone, make it simple, $7,000 a month. What's one third of $7,000 a month, right? Probably somewhere around $2,300 a month. So $2,300 a month is about 30%, 33% of $7,000 a month. So this is general show here. This is not a specific show. This is giving us ideas. $2,400 a month, $2,300 to $2,400 a month is where they're going to be finding a home payment potential. They have a 682 credit score. Very, very interesting score there, 682. I'll tell you why in a minute. And it says they want to put $10,000 down. So this 682 score is an inflection point when we're trying to get people approved through these computer algorithms. If your score is over 680, let's call it 700, 740, 780, the higher your credit score gets, the better your rate potential is in most circumstances. Believe it or not, there was a proposal out there by the current administration in Washington to penalize people with good credit, to penalize them to get better credit, to get better rates for people with poor credit. They're saying we're going to socialize your credit score, and people who have good credit, you're going to pay a penalty so that you can, so people with poor credit can get a better rate. That was actually a proposal on the table that was there for a while. Anyway, 680 score. Once you get below 680, and right around 680 is where things really start moving when we're trying to get people approved. Man, if someone comes in with a 679 score, it doesn't matter if it's 678 or 679 versus 681. Once you're below that 680, many loan programs start having higher rates once you get below. It'll make significantly higher rates. For example, the VA, once you're below 680, you may see rate rises on your quote going up very fast. From the VA says, okay, you're getting into a high risk situation with your zero down VA loan. And so 679, you can see a 0.25% higher rate than someone with a 681. So that's a very significant. So that 682, you want to keep that score above 680 and get that as high as you can. Your $7,000 a month of income, $2,400 a month, $2,300 to $2,400. You might be able to find a $270,000 mortgage in that range, okay? Somewhere around there. And I'm saying once you throw in taxes and insurance, you know, your homeowners, your property taxes, your homeowners insurance, your interest on your home, the other things that are going to be included in your debt to income ratio, somewhere around a $270,000 mortgage. How will that $10,000 play in? If you're a first-time home buyer, first-time home buyers may qualify for as little as 3% down on a conventional loan. Let me condition that. 3% down is if you have not been on the title to a home or to a title to a mortgage, if you have not been on title to a property in the last 3 years, you may qualify as a first-time home buyer. If you're not a first-time home buyer, you're thinking 5% down on a conventional mortgage minimum. On an FHA loan, you're thinking 3.5% out-of-pocket minimum. Okay, all these come with different rates. They all come with different APRs. They're all going to depend on your credit score and your overall risk assessment. So I'm just giving you an idea that with your $10,000 down, that might be a $300,000 or call it a $280,000 sales price with 3% down. Okay. That's very close for you, because you're going to have closing costs paid for as well, that you might have to have negotiated in your contract with your realtor and the seller's realtor. You're going to have to find a way to get those closing costs paid for as well if you're going to get that $280,000 mortgage. Okay. So you are going to be somewhere in that ballpark. FHA is a great possibility for you. With a 680 score, you get great FHA rates. A lot of FHA rates are better than conventional right now, so they're great opportunities for you. I have to take a break, and keep your questions coming in right now. Get them in now while we take a break at 972-387-4600. Hopefully, I'm giving you ideas, and hopefully, I'm not making you bleed financially. Hopefully, we're going to help you stop the bleeding, get your finances in order through your financing of your home loan on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show right here at 105.3 The Fan.
A lot of schools talk about training the cybersecurity workforce of the future, but do they really deliver? My Computer Career has been supplying the IT workforce with thousands of skilled, certified pros for 15 years. Train with the experts in support, networking, or cybersecurity, and start your career in months, not years. Upskill even faster on campus or live online. Qualified students may get financial aid, including the GI Bill. My Computer Career, accredited, acclaimed, effective. Take the free career evaluation at mycomputercareer.edu.
Football and Miller Lite, America's greatest pairing. Can cracks at kickoff, tailgates going way past postgame. You never forget the way some things taste. Taste like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Junk for Joy is the easiest and fastest way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to junkforjoy.org or call 1-877-JUNK-4JOY.
Let's go, Dallas! Let's go!
Every moment, every touchdown, every yard is a reason to celebrate. If anyone knows that, Ciroc does. From the tailgate to the touchdown, Ciroc Ultra Premium Vodka makes game day a smooth one. And with flavors that never fumble, man, game day is an instant win.
This is Ciroc,
made from fine French grapes.
Made for football.
Get Ciroc and Ciroc Vodka Spritz during the next Cowboys game.
Please drink responsibly. Ciroc Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume. Imported from France by Diageo, New York, New York.
You're sitting on a great interest rate on your mortgage, but you know what? Debt payments are real, and you need to make some choices. TexasLending.com is here to help. We can show you some options for the best rates and the best loan possible to lower your debt payments. At TexasLending.com, it's a home equity loan, cash out refinance, or a home equity line of credit. Find out what's best for you. Go online and apply. TexasLending.com.
10370 Richmond Avenue, Suite 900, Houston, Texas, 77042. NMLS number 2297. Equal housing lender.
Bosch tools are built for workers. Bosch's powerful hammer drill has kickback control to help work go more smoothly when you need it. The 2-in-1 impact driver and wrench quickly changes between bits and sockets, so you only need one tool instead of two. And the X-Lock grinder switches wheels up to 5 times faster than standard grinders when you need to change tasks in a hurry. Bosch tools take care of the job and you. Bosch tools, what hard workers deserve. Learn more at BoschTools.com.
We're the Hillsburg Wedding Band, and this is for the lovers out there.
Ooh, we're gonna propose riding on a horse, wearing a tuxedo, shirtless of course. That Hillsburg diamond will dazzle her eye, and she'll say yes,
and then she'll cry.
Now put your shirt back on, guys. For over 100 years, Hillsburg has been customizing engagement rings of the
high-quality.
Plus, with Hillsburg's transparent pricing, you know you're getting the best price. Find her ring at a Hillsburg store near you or at Hillsburg.com.
Back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, Kevin Miller here, sharing with you the glory of your mortgage, the happiness of your existence, your mortgage rate on your house. Anyway, I want to help you make good decisions in a low-stress environment, because once you get that mortgage or start talking to a loan officer, there's a lot of anxiety there, whether you're working with a family member or a friend. We got to make sure that we have it all ready to go for you. So get going. Get that pre-approval done. The great thing about TexasLending.com is your pre-approval is free. Your phone call is free. Your application is free. There's not going to be any charges to you. We're going to pull your credit. We're going to look at your income documentation. We're going to get you that free pre-approval letter. So when it comes time to getting that home loan, you can call your realtor. You can start going on it now. And you can call your realtor and have that assurance that you are already approved for that home loan. So start with that free call, that free pre-approval to someone in your backyard, TexasLending.com. Here's a question. Can you get cash out of your house with a poor credit score? So depends on what a poor credit score is. Over the years, I've seen interesting things. I've seen people with a 500 credit score texting in that my credit is good. I've seen people with 750 credit scores text me that their credit is bad. So what is a poor credit score? I guess it's what you believe to be true. But when we get that loan put into the computer algorithm for pre-approval, a poor credit score would probably be considered something below. I would say, where is the cutoff between getting a conventional loan through an institutional investor and having to go to what they call a non-qualified mortgage? That's called a non-QM mortgage, non-qualified mortgage. In the industry, we call it non-QM. when do you go from being a qualified mortgage to a non-qualified mortgage? And I would say that that is at 620 credit score. Now, if you're at a 620 credit score, it doesn't mean you're going to get approved for a conventional mortgage. It just means it's one of the qualifying aspects of getting approved for a cash out. And part of the government's initiative to slow down the flow of money. See, they're trying to, here's how the Federal Reserve and the federal government, they're two different entities. The Federal Reserve is not part of our federal government. They made it sound that way when they started it. It's a private institution of banks, okay? The Federal Reserve. And so when we hear about this massive inflation, they think, okay, there's too much money supply out there. There's so much money with a lack of supply of goods. We need to slow down the flow of money. We need to stop people's access to money. If we stop people's access to money, then we can't have these huge price increases across the board. So one of the things that they've done is they've made it harder for people to get cash out of their house. They don't want people getting a bunch of cash out of their house and then putting it to use and keeping the inflation going. So they've put some restrictions in on getting cash out of your home. So as your scores do get below 680, between 620 and 680, there are some more challenges to getting cash out of your home at a conventional mortgage. It doesn't mean you're not going to get approved. It just means your rates might be higher. Okay. And so once you get below 620, you start falling into the non-qualified mortgage area. And even the non-qualified mortgage area of servicers, they frown upon getting people cash out of their home below 620. However, it is possible. I'm just saying that the conditions are greater. Okay, there's more conditions on having credit scores below 620. So the question was, can you get cash out of your house with poor credit score? You can. And as a matter of fact, a lot of you have your home paid off. You say, I want to get 100 grand out of my house or 70 grand. It might make sense just to get a home equity line of credit rather than getting a cash out refinance. They're both getting cash out of your home. Typically, a home equity line of credit has higher rates than a cash out refinance. What is the differential in rates? Typically, a cash out refinance is going to be 0.5% to 1% higher than a typical home purchase. So if your home purchases are between, let's say, in a range, let's say this is just a comparison. It's not necessarily where the rates are. They change every day. Let's say the typical home purchase is between 6.75% and 7.5% right now. Let's say that's your typical quotes on a home purchase. A cash out refinance might be, you might see between 7.5% and 8.5% getting cash out of your house on a refinance. On a home equity line of credit, you might see rates between 10 and 12%. That's pretty high. But I'm just giving you ranges and ideas. That is for comparison's sake, if you might see lines of credit about 3 to 5% higher than a home purchase. You might see a cash out refinance 0.5% to 1% higher than what you see on a home purchase. That is for comparison's sake. You might actually, if you have a lot of equity in your house, you have great credit scores, you want to get cash out of your house, you might see a mortgage rate as good as a home purchase rate if your risk situation is low. Text me your questions, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. You're listening to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show right now. You can get your questions in there. You can go and call that same number if you want to talk to a loan officer, 972-387-4600. A loan officer can talk to you about getting approved for your home loan today. Okay, next question. Here's the question. What should I pay off before buying a home? And can you explain porting a mortgage? I don't really know what porting a mortgage is. But they had a few questions coming in here. They had several of them. So there are several questions coming in from this person. I don't know if you're talking about, I'm not quite sure about porting a mortgage is. is assuming a mortgage. You can potentially assume a mortgage from some another person has a mortgage, like on an FHA loan, and you want to assume that FHA loan. There is potential for you to assume their mortgage and take it over. You have to qualify for that mortgage at the rate that they're paying. You do have to get approval to have that mortgage assumed by you. However, I'm not quite sure what porting a mortgage is. I haven't heard of it. I'll look it up. I've been around for a bit, for over 25 years now in the mortgage business. So I'm not quite sure what porting a mortgage is. So I'll look into it. Hopefully I can report back to you here during the show. Next question. Okay. So different questions coming in. What's interesting is people are texting me as if they've already texted me in one question. They're doing a follow-up question. And I'm not getting the first question, so I'm not quite sure all the things that are coming in. That's fine. Get your questions in now. If you're trying to get cash out of your home, and it might be a line of credit, you have the holidays coming up. Some of you have $10,000 of taxes coming due on your house next year, but you don't have $10,000 saved up. Some of you already have a 2.5% rate. You want to sit down on your first mortgage. You have a $300,000 first mortgage. You're like, I really like that 2.5% rate. I don't want to touch it. I don't really like my $30,000 in credit cards I've racked up. Credit card debt is an all-time high in this country. Rates, as they continue to rise, you're seeing these credit card rates at 20, 25%. You might be able to get that line of credit. And if you have good credit and you have, still have a lot of equity in your home after you get cash out refinance or a home equity line of credit, you can still find a decent rate on that and get the payments lowered. Your debt, so let's say you have $30,000 of credit card debt. And you move it into a line of credit on your house. You still have that same debt, $30,000, but if the interest rate is lower, then the payments on that are substantially lower. You know, when they made the new rules, and when I say new, they've been around for 15 years or so now, over 15 years, when they made new rules of how you pay back credit cards. And so the credit card companies or the banks were stringing out the payments. You'd have $10,000 of credit cards, and it would take you 40 years to pay off that $10,000. And so new laws came in that said, well, you gotta put together these payments so that the principal gets paid down much faster. So it took credit card payments from let's say you had $10,000 of credit card debt back in the day, 20 years ago, and you were paying on $10,000 of credit card debt. And, you know, back in those days, your mortgage rates were still at 6, 6.5. As a matter of fact, 20 years ago, you still saw mortgage rates around 7%. In 2001, the mortgage rate was around 7.5 to 8%. 2001, right around where they are right now. So when people had credit card debt, they'd pay a couple hundred dollars a month, maybe $250 a month on $10,000 of credit card debt. Now that same $250 a month is $400 a month, minimum payment on $10,000 of credit card debt. Move that into a mortgage, and that $400 a month of credit card debt might be $100 a month. You understand? So you can still lower your payment substantially by moving the debt from a credit card into a line of credit on your house. We don't want to take away your equity in your house. We want you to keep a lot of equity in your house, but we want to be able to redo your finances. And that's the thing. You don't have to get a cash out refinance. No one needs to do anything. These are financial options that are available in the market to help you restructure your debt. And if you have equity in your home and you have a low risk situation, you can get lower rates that throw those payments away from paying 25% on $10,000 of credit card debt. Maybe your payment on that is 8% instead of 25%. Maybe. Maybe. Or maybe your payment is 11% on a home equity line of credit. The interest payments drop in half, potentially. So everyone has a different situation. Get your questions in for me now, 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. Okay, next one. I own my home free and clear. I'll do this question quick and go to break. I own my home free and clear because I bought it in cash. I'm wondering if I try to get a mortgage on another home, would I qualify as a first-time home buyer? If you own your home free and clear, you're still entitled to the home. So they want to know if they qualify as a first-time home buyer if they don't have a mortgage. if you're entitled to a mortgage, you own your home, you're entitled to the mortgage, entitled to the home. If you're on a title to a home any time in the last 3 years, including now, you do not qualify as a first-time home buyer. If you sold a home 3 years ago and you haven't been on title to a home in 3 years, you might qualify as a first-time home buyer, according to mortgage lingo in the mortgage world. So, but if you're currently on title to a home and you want to buy another one, you're going to buy, if you're going to buy it as, call it investment property, you're going to qualify under investment property guidelines. Or if you're going to buy a new home for yourself, it's just a primary residence. So anyway, it comes into minimum down payment requirements. That's the big difference between buying a home the second time versus buying a home the first time, is the first-time home buyer may qualify for some lower down payments. Okay, got to take a break. Get your questions into me now. This is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Call a loan officer, 972-387-4600. They want to answer your questions for you on a nice stress-free Saturday morning. Or go online and apply on TexasLending.com after these messages. We'll be back for more on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You take on debt slowly and suddenly it gets ahead of you and you start panicking. Make sure you call TexasLending.com. Restructure your debt with a cash out refinance on your home or home equity line of credit or home equity loan. It starts with the experts at TexasLending.com. Get back control of your financial life. TexasLending.com.
10370 Richmond Avenue, Suite 900, Houston, Texas 77042. NMLS number 2297. Equal housing lender.
The City of Dallas's Office of Environmental Quality and Sustainability is reminding you to help improve our city's air quality. Visit the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality website to learn about Ozone Action Days. There, one can find information on the region's forecasted Ozone Action Days, also the meaning of ozone orange, red, or purple. Protect yourself, your family, and the environment by telecommuting, walking or biking, brown bag lunches, and taking public transportation. Together, we can make a positive impact. Find out more at DallasCityHall.com.
Cowboys are getting ready for their game this week. I was out of practice the other day. I was out there watching the quarterbacks warm up, just trying to see if I could pick up on any little details about this new offense that we've talked so much about this offseason. And while I was standing there, one of the beat writers actually pushed me. So I turned around, looked at him, and he goes, "I was just trying to see how easy it would be to knock you over now that you're so damn skinny." And that's when I had the chance to tell him about state-of-the-art weight loss and sodaweightloss.com. You guys have already heard me talk about the 50 pounds I've lost with soda. You know about the almost 8,000 five-star reviews. So why would someone wait to take the leap when it's so effective? Well, let's hear about it from one of Soda's team members, Bella.
I think what I would want them to know is just starting is going to be the hardest part. But the second you do, you're already making progress towards a better life.
And Bella's just one of the people who make up what is a great support system, a great source of encouragement that Soda provides for you when you take the leap. So don't wait any longer. Join me, Bobby Belt, as I'm now fitting into a smaller belt. Head on over to SOTAweightloss.com today. Soda Weight Loss is, say it with me now, state of the art. Imagine getting an impressive cash offer on your home and then selling it for more. Yeah, that happens all the time with Orchard. Orchard sells homes faster and for more money, with the majority of homes selling in under 30 days. And Orchard handles everything, including paint, repair, list, and showing your home. They'll also make your listing stand out with price-boosting upgrades at no upfront cost to you. Want to sell your home for more? Let Orchard help maximize your sale price and get a free valuation at Orchard.com. That's Orchard.com.
If you turn it on and leave it on the fan, you know we're DFW's sports leader on insight and original content all day long. No need to go back and search for it. We send it to you.
Email.
Sign up for our fan newsletter today at 1053thefan.com. Proudly presented by Bosch Power Tools.
Football and Miller Lite, America's greatest pairing. Can cracks at kickoff, tailgates going way past postgame. You never forget the way some things taste. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
When it comes to buying a home, you need to look into the benefits of working with a company in your own backyard. It starts with TexasLending.com, a company that's been here for over 20 years, helping you with a free pre-approval, a free pre-approval letter, and then referring you to one of our realtor partners to help you getting that special attention you need in your own backyard. Start today with TexasLending.com.
10370 Richmond Avenue, Suite 900, Houston, Texas, 77042, and NMLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention football fans, it's your boy Nate Newton at J. Alexander Law. It's that time of year again, and your safety and the safety of others is our top priority. This is football season. Make the right call. Don't drink and drive. Plan ahead. A designated driver or use of other transportations. Let's keep the game exciting. Remember, at J. Alexander Law, we believe responsible choices make real champions. J. Alexander Law, 888-88-INJURED. 888-88-INJURED.
Back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, Kevin Miller here, sharing with you about your home loan, your finances, some ideas for you. We want to share with you how to get the best deal on a home loan. So make sure you text me right now, 972-387-4600. If you're trying to buy that home, send me the following information. Here's how much money I make per year. You text to 972-387-4600. How much money you make per year, your current credit score, and your anticipated down payment. I'll give you an idea about how much home you might qualify for. Let's get to the next question. This person makes $490,000 a year. So for all of you at home, that's over $40,000 a month. They're selling their home for $1 million. They currently have a mortgage of $441,000. And they have a 630 credit score, 630, with zero credit card debt. And they want to buy land and build a house. So if they want to buy land and build a house, then they need to get approved for a construction loan. Your credit score of 630 is going to be one area of contention in terms of getting you approved for a construction loan. A lot of construction loans require credit scores minimum of 680, or some of them require even higher than that. You can buy land and build a home, but you need to have a land loan and a construction loan and a final loan approved. Now, here's how that works. If someone wants to buy land, build a home, and get a what's a final loan? There's a land loan. There's a construction loan. They need to be combined into a permanent loan. They call that a construction into permanent refinance once the home is built. The other way to do this, so there's several ways. You can buy land and get a loan for land. Then you can get a construction loan from a builder. And then you can refinance it into that construction to permanent refinance. The other way is to do it all in one, what they call a one-time close, let's call it, where we already know what the cost of the home is going to be. We know what the cost of the land is going to be. We do one loan all up front. We lock that loan in because we know it's going to take, you know, 6 to 9 months in most cases to get this thing done between getting the property surveyed out, getting everything built. It might take 6 to 9 months or even longer in some cases. During COVID, things took much longer. And so we need to make sure we have that rate locked in. See, that we're going to have a rate lock for that final loan, that one-time close, that, okay, now you're in this 30-year mortgage or whatever it might be, 20- or 30-year mortgage or 15-year, whatever it's going to be. We need to make sure that you have that rate locked in 6 to 9 months before that property is completed. So there's a cost to that. There's uncertainty with the lender whether that property is going to be built properly, whether it's going to be finished. And so there's a cost to that. There's usually an upfront cost to that. Typically, you can pay an upfront fee to lock in a one-time close. Typically, you could see rates 0.5% to 1% higher than you would if you were just buying an existing property. Can it be refinanced later? Sure.
But on a one-time close, if you're going to say, okay, I want to buy the land, get the construction loan, get all of the final loan all built into one loan up front, that's the one-time close versus, okay, I'm going to get a land loan at 9%. Oh, now I'm going to get a construction loan, and then I'm going to refinance it all together when it's done. So there's several ways to do this. Just know this. We've seen people in the past buy that land, survey it out, and they have a survey. They have survey stakes all over the property before they've got approved for the final loan. We've had construction lenders deny the construction loan because someone's already put survey stakes out on the property before you were approved for a construction loan. You need to make sure you slow it down. If you're needing a loan for this, you need to slow it down and make sure you're going through the proper channels to get approved for that construction. So there is opportunity here for you. That 630 score, though, work on your credit scores, get them up. Construction loans are harder to get with lower credit scores than they can be with higher credit scores. Make sure you get pre-approved for all that. 972-387-4600. You're listening to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Call now to a loan officer, 972-387-4600. Loan officer will help you. They're here ready to help you right now here in Texas and in DFW. I've been doing this for a while. We have great loan officers that want to help. So start right now. Here's the next one. I own my home. My score is in the range of 560 to 610. Can I qualify for an equity loan? So we don't know what the value of the home is here. They say they make about $140,000 a year. They make just under $12,000 a month. But they have their home paid off, and they have a credit score between 560 to 610. That's lower than the suggested score for a conventional mortgage through an institutional investor. A 560 to 610, depending on how much money you're borrowing versus the value of the home, may qualify for a non-qualified mortgage, may. Doesn't mean you're going to get approved. We need to look at your income, your household income, and see what you're writing off on your taxes, seeing how you're documenting your income. Are you documenting it with tax returns and W-2s? Are you documenting it with bank statements? Are you 1099 employee? Not quite sure how you're doing it yet. However, a non-qualified mortgage might fall into place there, depending on how much you're borrowing on your home. There might be minimum loan amount requirements to the servicers for the non-qualified mortgage. There is potential for you. Let's work on your credit score. If you can get scores above 620, you bring institutional investors. What is institutional? It brings qualified mortgages through conventional mortgages, through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac outlets. If you're not going to get qualified through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac outlets, you're looking for hard money lending or what they call the non-QM investors. And so there is always potential. We need to look at what the value of your home is and how much you're borrowing. That's going to have a big impact here. And what your overall situation is in that credit. Are you 560 to 610 on the rise, going back to 700 scores? Or is your score going from, oh, I was at 700, I'm getting behind in everything, everything's going poorly right now, you know, in my credit life. And so we need to take a look and see what direction it's going. And just get you pre-approved first. And when you get that free application and we get you pre-approved, we'll let you know if it qualifies now or you have to tweak some things to get fully done. So we would like you to go ahead and take a look and see what you can get qualified for by calling 972-387-4600. Have a loan officer take your application, get you an answer. And so it starts with an application, a free application, a free call. Call a mortgage company like TexasLending.com. We'll see what we can get done for you. 972-387-4600. That's the number where you can text your questions to me, Kevin Miller, right now on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. And when we come back, we'll get to more of your questions here on 105.3 The Fan.
Howdy, folks.
Rustle up your favorite people for the State Fair of Texas. With so many fun and tasty experiences, it's the most Texan place on earth. September 29th through October 22nd. Get your tickets at BigTex.com.
Football and Miller Lite, America's greatest pairing. Can cracks at kickoff, tailgates going way past postgame.
you never forget the way some things taste. Taste like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Packed weekend of cool cars, cool people, and good times. It's the Good Guys 30th Summit Racing Lone Star Nationals, presented by BASF. September 29th through October 1st at Texas Motor Speedway. Experience an earth-shaking Nitro Thunder Fest. Tire smoking burnout contest. See which ride takes home the crown of Good Guys 2023 BASF America's Most Beautiful, and so much more. It's all happening September 29th through October 1st at Texas Motor Speedway. Hang with the Good Guys, where real car people come to play. Get details at good-guys.com.
Oil interest rates are skyrocketing everywhere else. Diamonds Direct comes to the rescue. Now for a limited time, get 0% interest for 5 years on anything and everything. Now through October 1st, you get Diamonds Direct's incredible value price and spread your payments over 5 years with an unheard of interest rate of 0.0%. Nothing's held back. Rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets. At a time when you need it most, Diamonds Direct steps up with the best offer in the nation. Don't miss it. Get details, showroom hours, and more at DiamondsDirect.com. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. On approved credit.
Guys, this year's bye week is the weekend of October 21st, otherwise known as the weekend you do something special for your girl. While the boys have the weekend off, the Feel Good Dallas Wellness Festival, presented by Sanctum Wellness, is coming to the Morton H. Meyerson Symphony Center. At Feel Good Dallas, you'll get to do yoga with members of the Dallas Symphony Orchestra playing right in front of you. Take in fitness experiences with Dallas's best DJs playing, plus meet experts on fitness, nutrition, sleep, and more. Find your Feel Good. Get your tickets now at feelgoodaf.com. That's feelgoodaf.com.
Bosch tools are built for workers. Bosch's powerful hammer drill has kickback control to help work go more smoothly when you need it. The 2-in-1 impact driver and wrench quickly changes between bits and sockets, so you only need one tool instead of two. And the X-Lock grinder switches wheels up to 5 times faster than standard grinders when you need to change tasks in a hurry. Bosch tools take care of the job and you. Bosch tools, what hard workers deserve. Learn more at BoschTools.com.
Cowboys football and Miller Lite. What a pairing. Can cracks a kickoff. Tailgates going way past postgame. Sunday night overtimes followed by Monday morning swagger. Brisket in the smoker. Miller Lite in the cooler. America's team playing America's greatest sport. Miller Lite, the only beer of the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys football tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Fort Worth, Texas.
When you think mortgage, think TexasLending.com.
Hi, Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. I know what it's like to have a lot of credit card debt. And you know what? I know what it's like to get it paid off. We want to help you lower your credit card payments with a cash out refinance or home equity loan. Lower the debt payments. Start today for that financial freedom at 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com.
10370 Richmond Avenue, Suite 900, Houston, Texas, 77042. NMLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
Back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, Kevin Miller here answering your questions for you. Make sure you get your questions in now at 972-387-4600. TexasLending.com, we've been around since 2001. Actually, we've been around since 1998, doing business as TexasLending.com. And became part of Aspire Financial in 2001. And became part of Network Funding Lending Partners this year. TexasLending.com is here to help you get your financing done in your home loan with great loan officers, great staff, helping get loans done quickly with people. Our average loan officer has experience of over 15 years in the business. Many of them have been with us for over 15 years. Make sure you get your questions in now for them by calling them at 972-387-4600. Get your loan pre-approved. Okay, this is one right here. They have a home valued at $400,000 that they're selling, and they're going to put $200,000 down on a new home. They have a credit score of 600. So this $120,000 a year of income, they're putting $200,000 down on a mortgage on a house with a 600 score. This is going to fall into either FHA situation or a non-qualified mortgage situation. This is different than getting cash out of your home. For example, there are no FHA loans in Texas for cash out refinances. There are no cash out refinances on VA loans. So government insured loans like VA, USDA, FHA, they're insured. These home loans are insured by the government. they're not going to fall under a cash out situation. A home purchase can, though. So with a 600 score, you might be falling into an FHA situation, putting 200 grand down. There is potential to get approved. Depending on what loan size you're looking for and what county you're buying in, every county has a different FHA loan limit. So make sure you call us up at TexasLending.com to find out what you might qualify for. All right. 972-387-4600. I have a few minutes left to answer your questions here. This person says they have an 827 credit score. A very specific score. 827. That's why they have an 827 score. They're attentive to detail. A $40,000 down payment. They make 250 grand a year. So they're making 20 grand a month. $40,000 down. What size mortgage loan and rate do I qualify for? I'm a retired Army colonel. Who should qualify for a VA loan? So the nice thing to know is that VA loans do not have a maximum loan amount. Okay. So there is no maximum loan amount on a VA loan. There's a maximum approval amount based on your income. We need to find out what your debt-to-income ratio is with your $20,000 a month of income. You have a little bit more than that. Then you have $40,000 down. You know, you can, if you're a retired Army colonel and you qualify for a VA loan, then a VA loan is a zero-down loan. You're going to have different requirements under VA than other conventional mortgages. Your rates will be different. There are some pretty good rates with your 827 score, but know this, if you are going to put a down payment on a VA loan, if you are going to put a down payment, then that might reduce your VA funding fee. When you get a VA loan, it's 100% financing, but there is a funding fee associated with it. The VA might charge just over 2% on a funding fee that gets financed. And sort of, instead of getting 100% financing, you're at 102%, 102.15%. Or you might be at, if you're buying a VA, getting a VA loan for a second time, it's over 3%. So you might be financing over 103% of the home value. But with a down payment, the VA funding fee gets reduced. So we'll take a look and see if it makes sense. We'll look at your options, either get the 100% financing or put the money down or maybe lower your loan amount if you want to put some money down. We don't know. But call TexasLending.com at 972-387-4600. Our loan officers will be happy to help. Okay, we only have a minute left. This person makes $6,000 a month. They have a 600 credit score with 10% down. Says, I'm very handy and don't mind a decent fixer-upper. Is there a home buying lien for me? Potentially FHA. Keep on working on your credit scores. 600 credit score does not disqualify you for a FHA loan. As a matter of fact, you might qualify for FHA with 600 score. We need to look at your other qualifications. At your $6,000 a month, you might qualify for a mortgage payment around $2,000 a month, potentially. You have your down payment set in there. So with a $2,000 a month payment, you might qualify. You're going to get better rates the higher your credit score gets. So make sure you start now by calling a loan officer. You might take a couple months to get, you know, to work through to get your scores up to get the best rates before you get into that home. So make sure you call TexasLending.com right now, 972-387-4600, or sometime today, or maybe the beginning of the week. But the loan officers are there right now if you want to call that 972-387-4600. I appreciate all your questions. Going to be here next week for you to make sure I'm answering them again. So make sure you start with TexasLending.com. Make sure you get all your questions answered by a loan officer who's there to help. I got to get out of here for now, but I'll be with you next weekend when you tune into the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show right here on 105.3 The Fan. Have a great weekend, everyone.
The previous program was paid for by Texas Lending. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Texas Lending or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of KRLD-FM or Odyssey.
Nothing says cooler weather's here than Oktoberfest, and the place to celebrate is at Old 75 Beer Garden. The festivities are on now with an incredible hand-picked selection of Oktoberfest beers and one hell of a Bavarian brat. Mix that with fall football, great food, and ice-cold beer, and you see why Eater Dallas named Old 75 a top spot to eat and bring your four-legged friends. Hoist a glass and celebrate today or this evening under one of their big oak trees. Old 75, just off 75 in Richardson. Old 75 Beer Garden. Good cheer, good friends, good times, and Oktoberfest.
Football is back, and so is Cash the Ticket. Jim Costa with Mike Valeni every week this fall. That's picks, parlays, and that's sweet, sweet value, Cactus included, on all the NFL and college football matchups. full breakdowns on the biggest games. But if you have a life, you don't have 45 minutes to spare, we've got you. We're the most on-demand podcast. We're catered to you and the teams you love. That's Cash the Ticket. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And you feel that football season is finally here. And while we cheer on potentially the league's best defense, why don't you cheer on yourself and join the best weight loss program? That's Soda Weight Loss. It's been helping me, Zach Wolchuk, drop over 80 pounds and counting. We're bringing sexy back, baby. The positive feedback I have received from meeting Tolos at our fan events has given me the confidence and motivation to keep on trucking. And it's not just me, but you can check out the over 8,000 five-star reviews, like this one from David. With the help of Soda, it was much easier than I expect. I've dropped 32 pounds, and if I can do it, anyone can. Soda has 7 beautiful DFW locations, or the at-home program offers nutritionist coaching, support, and real help. 100% over the phone. Stop making excuses and change your life like me, my fan teammates, and so many others have done. Visit SOTAweightloss.com. That's SOTAweightloss.com. The Dallas Cowboys and Soda are, say it with me now, state of the art. 100 less pounds, everybody.
You're sitting on a great interest rate on your mortgage, but you know what? Debt payments are real, and you need to make some choices. TexasLending.com is here to help. We can show you some options for the best rates and the best loan possible to lower your debt payments. At TexasLending.com, it's a home equity loan, cash out refinance, or a home equity line of credit. Find out what's best for you. Go online and apply. TexasLending.com.
10370 Richmond Avenue, Suite 900, Houston, Texas, 77042. NMLS number 2297. Equal housing lender.
Bosch tools are built for workers. Bosch's powerful hammer drill has kickback control to help work go more smoothly when you need it. The 2-in-1 impact driver and wrench quickly changes between bits and sockets, so you only need one tool instead of two. And the X-Lock grinder switches wheels up to 5 times faster than standard grinders.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.